over the course of the whole week, we have around about 5,500 people coming for the whole week. Every single day has been planned for months. The Saturday and the Sunday, we start with the Masters. That's the older generation. And then on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we go into the juniors. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're into the nippers. The crowds build throughout the week, get stronger and stronger. But that also gives us time for our voluntary park and ride system and all our volunteers to amp up for the week and get better and better at what we're doing.
When you say 5,000, that's an incredible number. How big a deal is this for the whole sport nationwide and for you as a club?
Yeah, it's really difficult for us as a club. We're not allowed to use the car park, which makes logistics really difficult. So we have a 70, 80 strong team of volunteers, which we kindly use Trevornik. Trevornik have let us use their car park and their facilities. And we have a park and ride system with 5 borrowed minibuses, which we to and fro all day long, people to and from the beach to get around the logistics.
And when we say national, so how far are people travelling for this event to be here in Cornwall?
They're coming as far east as Norfolk, North Norfolk. They've got quite a few clubs coming. My old stomping ground, Cromer. Then we've got lots of clubs from Wales, and I think there's a few from Scotland. The majority of the people are down in the southwest. We're really strong in Cornwall in surf life saving. Devon, really strong. Wales. The whole movement has been getting to every single corner of the coastline of Britain. It's become more and more popular, and that's why we've got the record of crowds we have coming to Holywell.
Yeah, because in terms of spectating, who can come down and watch?
Yes, absolutely. Anybody. We have some great facilities here. We have a bar, we have a barbecue, we have pizza, we have a medal podium, which doesn't look out of place in the Olympics. We've got lots of entertainment, we've got lots of local bands coming. It's going to be pretty amazing.
And for you as a club, I mean, have you hosted this before?
We hosted it back in 2017, 2018. The whole movement wasn't quite as big as it is now. It was a huge undertaking then. And we've upped the percentage of people coming by quite a bit. So it's going to be a real challenge for the team. But I know if there's a team that can do it, it's Holywell Bay. We're a pretty dynamic and we'll make sure the job gets done.
And how's things going at the club? Because I know you opened your new clubhouse not that long ago, didn't you?
That's partly the reason we're hosting the champs. We spent much of our club money on rejuvenating the club. We put a whole new roof on. We're down to solar power now. So we've got a whole new power system, a whole new roof, and lots of other facilities which we upgraded. And it kind of wiped out the club funds a bit. So we're hosting this not only to give Surf Life Saving a better stage in the country, but also to replenish the funds.
And can people watch online? Is there anywhere online people can follow what's happening through the week?
Through SLSGB, there's a live heats. There's no online footage, but it's constantly updated. It's a pretty good way of tracking who's winning what. So go to live heats if you want to keep track of that.